Second date update.
So we're test marketing something new here where we start second date update in the middle of a song. I didn't get a lot of positive reaction on it, though. All right, we got Alex standing by. Alex had a great first date with Lauren, but no second date. We're going to see if we can rectify that situation. But first of all, Alex, tell us how you met Lauren.
Well, I recently got on Match.com, so I'm kind of new to online dating.
Okay.
She's actually only the second person I've gone out with since I've been on Match. And I thought the date went well. You know, just kind of met for drinks and just kind of get meet and greet type of thing. And it was fun. She was attractive. She looked like her profile picture. But I thought we had a good vibe, but I didn't hear anything. No return calls after the date.
Okay. And nothing went wrong on the date? Nobody drank too much or anything or got rude with a waiter?
No, just a couple drinks. And, you know, I was hoping that we could maybe have dinner, you know, on a second date. Or
nothing, just, huh?
Yeah, nothing.
Well, let's have us give Lauren a call and see if we can figure out what the deal is and see if he gets a second date.
Great.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lauren?
Yes.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connector K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
I know it's kind of odd that a radio station calls you out of the blue. The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. And people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. And we got a call about you.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember going out with Alex?
Yeah, I do.
Well, he said you guys, I guess, met for drinks. And then he said that it never progressed to a second date.
Yeah, no, it didn't. I don't know. There just wasn't a spark. We have different sense of humor, and there just wasn't a spark. He was nice. But, you know, I think that he talked a lot about his last marriage, and he's divorced, and he just seems to be kind of hung up on that.
Did he just get divorced?
I think so, yeah. I think he needs some time to, you know, figure things out for himself. He was married for, I think he said, like, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And that's a really long time to be with someone. So he needs to really, like, explore what it's like to be on his own maybe for a little bit more time. I'm surprised he called you because I sent him a text that said, you know, I'm not interested in this. I declined a second date.
Alex didn't tell us that, but we actually have him on the other line, and he at least wanted to say hello. Would you be open to saying hello to Alex this morning?
Sure, I guess so.
Yeah, well, I got the text, but a second date warrants a phone call. Like, I called her to ask for a second date, and I would think I would at least get a phone call back.
Well, sorry that I didn't call you, but I feel like I was very polite in the text, and I was trying to make it clear that I wasn't interested in a second date.
But a text is no way to turn down a date. If someone gives you a phone call, you should at least call them back.
Alex, I know you're upset, and I know you're in a very sensitive place right now. You know, you don't have to project it on me.
I'm not projecting anything. It's just that women can be very cruel and mean and say one thing to your face and then say something else behind your back. I'm tired of it.
Whoa, all women?
I mean, this is an example of that.
How is this an example of that? I politely declined a second date by text.
Why wouldn't you take the time to call somebody back? I mean, and say it, you know, if not to my face, at least over the phone and not, like, hide in a text. I'm just being deceived, you know?
I didn't deceive you. I texted you and I said, I'm not interested in the second date. There was no deception involved.
Don't you think having a really good time in person and then all of a sudden a cold text is a little bit of deception?
What would you, honestly, like, I thought it was fine. I thought the time was fine. We have different ideas of what a great time is. You know, I don't think we had a wonderful time. I think that's an exaggeration. Maybe you did, but I didn't. I'm just trying to be honest.
Well, that was not what you portrayed at the date. This is what I'm talking about.
Look, we had a couple drinks. Yeah, I don't see a future for us. I'm just being honest.
I wish you were just being honest, and that would clear a lot of things up if people were just straightforward, you know? If women would just say what they meant instead of acted like one thing in person and then all of a sudden get a text that says something completely opposite.
Why is that a women thing? Men do that too. Why
I don't know.
Like...
You tell me.
You know, I'm going to jump in here because our goal was to see if you two would like to go on a second date, but I don't think that's going to be happening, Lauren. I think you pretty much stated your case. I really appreciate you coming on the air with us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I apologize for that. This got a little went on a different tack than I originally intended. And I apologize for that.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
All right, you take care. Alex, I'm sorry I didn't get the answer you're looking for, but, you know, a lot of times today people just text, you know. I mean, she did send you a text. Even you said it was, you know, a polite text, but getting a call back isn't always going to happen sometimes in the dating world.
Well, so you're taking her side now? I mean, I've dated a lot. I know how dating works. It was a while ago, but still, I'm not like an idiot.
Well, no one's saying that. 888-787-1963 if you want to comment on today's second date update. Did Alex deserve a phone call rather than a text after that date, or did he overreact to the situation? We want to know what you think. 888-787-1963. With traffic, here is Buzz.
Thank you. Sponsored by Dell. Overturned rollover, Lewisville, northbound 35E near Corporate Drive. Right lanes, there's going to be a backup there. Garland, westbound 30 at Bobtown. Backup is to Horizon. Southbound 121, the Sammy Rayburn crash past Legacy. Melissa, southbound.